Hello and welcome or welcome back. I'm Kathy Liska with the Center for Coaching Certification. How is the value of coaching determined? A very American or US-centric approach is to establish the return on investment, looking at the cost of the coaching versus the dollar value received back. And then that gets complicated because there are also qualitative benefits to the coaching. As a coach going into an engagement, the challenge remains, how are you going to support the client deciding before you even start how they will know they got the value they wanted? In organizations, it's fairly common that they have metrics available to you. Those metrics may include things such as productivity numbers, employee engagement, talent retention, satisfaction, etc. And what they will do is compare the metrics before the coaching to the metrics after the coaching. In that process, it will be important to determine how much of an impact the coaching itself had on any change that occurred. That's one starting point that's available to you. A different starting point, again, in organizations, is that many like to use assessments. And what they'll do is look at an assessment before the coaching starts, and then again, after the coaching. On an individual basis, it can also often be less complicated. The client simply wants to say, hey, it helped me with my thinking. I know I'm moving forward. It's definitely more qualitative. There are clients that will have specific individual measures. A helpful tool in considering how to measure this on the front end is going to be looking at studies that were done. Manchester Inc., Metrics Global, look at the Xerox study, the Exxon study. There are so many that you can look at, and they explain this is what was evaluated and how it was evaluated. And by taking that approach, you have a lot of insight on the front end in terms of what the possibilities are for measuring the ROI of coaching. And then when you move into the coaching engagement, you're asking the client before you even start what they want out of the coaching relationship. You're asking them how they will know the relationship was successful for them. Each and every coaching session, you're also asking the client, what do they want out of that particular session? How will they know that session was successful for them? You'll be asking them what that means to them and basically their agenda for the conversation. What do they want to talk through to get there? At the end of a coaching session, you're asking the clients, what did they gain from that session? How do they feel about it serving them? Are they accomplishing what they wanted from that conversation? And so you're checking back in on the individual session. Similarly, at the end of a coaching relationship, you're checking back in with the client on what they gained from the engagement as a whole. You're reviewing the focus of the different sessions, what was accomplished with those outcomes they achieved in between sessions as a result of the work they did during the sessions. It's an ongoing process. Many coaches invite clients to do evaluations of the coaching, whether that's as they go during the coaching engagement, at periodic checkpoints during the coaching engagement, or an overarching feedback tool at the end. All of these support both the coach and the client, ensuring that there was value in that coaching relationship. Of course, as a coach, another piece you're measuring is your own efficacy. Are you demonstrating the competencies? Are you doing your best to serve the client? When you think about how we look at that in the coaching profession, one thing is, of course, the competencies themselves. And inclusive in that, we now have the competency embodies at coaching mindset that calls on us to have a self-reflective practice. The self-reflective practice may mean that after each coaching session, you reflect back on the session. You think about what went well, what you can improve, how to improve it. Many coaches will use a supervisory coach, and in that coaching supervision, explore what's happening during those coaching relationships and increase efficacy in that way. Alternatively, another option is, for as an example, at the Center for Coaching Certification, we have a 360 evaluation of your coaching competencies. The coach invites the client to complete the 360 evaluation and submit that to the mentor coach. And then the coach receives the score on themselves as coach and the average score based on the feedback from all of the clients. Another tool for evaluating. Similar to that is when you pursue a credential, you submit your recording and it is assessed based on the PCC markers. The PCC markers are the specific behaviors that demonstrate each of the competencies. As a coach, when you pass that assessment, that lets you know you're doing the right things in terms of applying the competencies in your coaching conversations. Then you have this combination, an opportunity to really think about it. When the coach is effective applying their competencies, demonstrating the PCC markers, they're self-assessing and evaluating and adjusting on an ongoing basis. And in addition to that, having the conversation with the client before they start, how the client will measure the success of the coaching engagement, where appropriate, also having that conversation with the sponsor, how the sponsor will determine the value received from the coaching relationship, setting those measures up ahead of time, tracking them as you go, and of course, an overall assessment at the end of meeting those measures. Combining the coach being effective in what they do and what the client wants out of the engagement gives you insight from different perspectives. Keep in mind, you're looking at both qualitative measures and quantitative measures. When it's an internal coaching program, part of what's happening is the measuring of success is tied to the goals of the coaching program. Commonly in an organization, funding of that coaching program is based on it providing value. Of course, the value can be, as we said, both qualitative and quantitative. It will be important to evaluate that and measure that. What are the steps an organization can take in advance of the coaching engagement to support it being successful? It will start with the preparation of the coaches and ensuring that they have training that is going to serve them well. The American Management Association, in their global study of successful practices, shared a number of findings on coaching programs inside companies. To quote, "Another interesting finding is that the internally based methods of providing training were less strongly correlated with overall coaching success than were the externally based methods, even though the internally based methods are more commonly used." What does that tell us? Well, they go on to say, the AMA/Institute for Corporate Productivity survey shows that external development programs for coaching are more highly correlated with the success than internal ones. It goes on to say, finding 9, external training seems to work best Externally based methods of providing training on coaching are most strongly related with overall coaching success, though they are less often used. What is this all telling us? Organizations care enough about the investment they put into a coaching program to want to measure their return on that investment. They want to evaluate it both quantitatively and qualitatively. It is also telling us that external training for their coaches is going to be highly correlated to the success as compared to the internal training. What does that mean? In an organization with a coaching program, ensure that internal coaches are externally trained. Ensure that external coaches have training. Look for training that is approved or accredited by the International Coaching Federation. That is the gold standard in the coaching profession. It is where the core competencies of a coach come from, the PCC markers, the code of ethics, and the standards for the training programs and the coaching that is provided. When you take the time on the front end to set up what outcome is desired and how the efficacy of the coaching is supporting that outcome, it sets you up for how to actually evaluate and measure it. Have the conversation and do the work, because that demonstrates the power and the value of what's being provided in that coaching engagement. Enjoy the successes. I'm Kathy Liska with the Center for Coaching Certification. Come visit us at www.coachcert.com. Make it a great one.